This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the fall, time when we send little care packages to new college students in the family. A little box of chocolate almonds or Twizzlers is one thing as a sign of support and affection. But new research finds that many college students are actually not getting enough real food to eat. Reporter Hannah Harris-Green has more on an effort by California to get students fed.
The Pavilions at Melrose and Vine is full of fresh produce and organic food, which is why Emmeline Friedman shops here. It's also close to where she lives in L.A. She's here taking care of her family while she writes her psychology dissertation at the University of West Georgia. She relies on California's Food Assistance Program, or CalFresh.
I'm just going to pull over and check my list here.
She's vegetarian.
We can just dart on over to the opposite side of the market and get some hummus and crackers. Yeah.
Friedman isn't the only higher education student who needs help getting enough to eat.
I do think it is a growing problem.
Claire Cady is the founder of the College and University Food Bank Alliance. She co-authored Hunger on Campus, a survey of 34 universities and community colleges on student food insecurity. About 48% of students reported food insecurity in the previous 30 days, 22% with such low levels of food security that they qualified as hungry.
The cost of college has gone up significantly over time, and the types of funding that are available to students have not kept pace with the cost.
Even so, her study shows that very few students use food stamps to improve their diets.
So they are applying for food stamps, but they're not eligible because of work requirements.
In July, the California legislature passed a new law that will require campus eateries to register to accept purchases under CalFresh. It also requires colleges to inform students about their eligibility for food assistance. Friedman is already eligible for CalFresh because she works part-time. She knows what would happen if she wasn't.
Yeah, that would mean that I would not be able to take care of my elderly grandma who's in a wheelchair right now. You know, I help out and take care of her 2 days a week.
Friedman was ashamed to accept food assistance at first, but she says she got over her pride.
I saw how that pride sort of morphed into a refusal to accept help.
The food assistance program is helping Friedman to finish her PhD, advance her career, and she hopes eventually stop using it. I'm Hannah Harris-Green for Marketplace.